You are now on air.
Anchor date is 10.24.2019. Current time is 05:37 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, as well as right here on the Anchor, folks. Good morning, and this is the Anchor Morning Audio. Oh yes, I do have the morning coffee here, right here, folks. And it's been a couple weeks since I've done one of these, but we have some good news here, folks. That's what the Anchor Morning Audio is all about. Some will call it a podcast. I just call it doing the audio, bringing some good news, start of the day. Always good to have a little bit of good news at the start of the day. But we are back here on the Anchor Morning Audio. And continuing to the somewhat theme that I'm sort of cornering myself into, it has to do with the our ecosystem here on this big blue marble and how we're going to protect it, keep it clean, I guess you could say. It's making clean gas with carbon neutral artificial leaf. Yeah, we're going to be making some gas. Another way of looking at the problem and having a solution to making it right. I hope everybody is having a good start to the day. As you can tell, I'm stretching out on this intro music here, folks, because we haven't been here for a couple weeks, so. But let's get right into it here as far as our article for this October 24th, 2019. It's a Thursday. It's a work day for me, so I'm up a little early here. Got the morning coffee going, and I got a couple articles here I could have pulled out the last couple weeks, but I've been doing some old school audio here on the Anchor, which is my voice, my mainstay for audio and voice here on this thing called the internet. But we have an article where carbon neutral artificial leaf produces clean gas, which could help replace fossil fuels. Replace, just another one of those many solutions I brought here. The biggest one, though, I gotta emphasize, is we gotta plant more trees, folks. That's the key. That is the key to all this global climate change, warming, or whatever you want to call it, stuff. We gotta plant more trees. But let's see. A widely used gas that is currently produced from fossil fuel can instead be made by an artificial leaf that uses only sunlight, carbon dioxide, which is going to pull out carbon. That means a lower carbon imprint, carbon dioxide, and water. And it could eventually be used to develop a sustainable liquid fuel alternative to petrol. The carbon neutral device sets a new benchmark in the field of solar fuels after researchers at the University of Cambridge demonstrated that it can directly produce the gas called syngas in a sustainable and simple way. Hopefully that means cost effectiveness. You know, it's not going to cost more to produce it than they have to sell it at a higher price. Rather than running on fossil fuel, the artificial leaf is produced by sunlight, although it still works effectively on cloudy and overcast days. And unlike the current industrial process for producing syngas, the leaf does not release any additional carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. The results are reported in the Journal of Natural Materials, and we will put a link in the audio box to that results report. Syngas is currently made from a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide, and is used to produce a range of commodities such as fuels, pharmaceuticals, plastics, and fertilizers. You may not have heard of syngas itself, but every day you consume products that were created using it. Oh, I didn't know that. Being able to produce it sustainably would be a critical step in closing the global carbon cycle and establishing a sustainable chemical and fuel industry, said senior author professor Erwin Resner from Cambridge's Department of Chemistry, who has spent 7 years working towards this goal. The device Resner and his colleagues produce is inspiring by photosynthesis, the natural process by which plants use the energy from sunlight to turn carbon dioxide into food. On the artificial leaf, two light absorbers similar to the molecules in plants that harvest sunlight are combined with a catalyst made from a natural abundant element, cobalt. When the device is immersed in water, one light absorber uses the catalyst to produce oxygen. The other carries out the chemical reaction that reduces carbon dioxide and water into carbon monoxide and hydrogen, forming the syngas mixture. And it sounds pretty simple. As an added bonus, the researchers discovered that their light absorbers work even under the low levels of sunlight on a rainy or overcast day. This means you are not limited to using this technology just in warm countries or only operating the process during the summer months. A student, Virgil Andrea, first author of the paper, you could use it from dawn until dusk anywhere in the world. Yeah, isn't that great news? That's freaking great news as far as another. Oh, there's my alarm clock. We are live. Oh, turn that up. That's my alarm to get up. I've been up for an hour anyway. But getting back to the article here. Other artificial leaf devices have also been developed, but these usually only produce hydrogen. The Cambridge researchers say the reason they have been able to make theirs produce syngas sustainably, it thinks the combination of materials and the catalysts they use. So they looked at it from a different angle and came up with the better results. These include state-of-the-art light absorbers, which provide a high photo voltage and electrical current to power the chemical reaction by which carbon dioxide is reduced to carbon monoxide. In comparison to light absorbers, made from silicon or disulfide materials. The researchers also use cobalt as a molecule catalyst instead of platinum or silver. Cobalt is not only low cost, but it is better at producing carbon monoxide than other catalysts. The team is now looking at a way to use their technology to produce a sustainable liquid fuel alternative to petrol. Syngas is already used as a building block in the production of liquid fuels. What we'd like to do next, instead of first making syngas and then convert it into liquid fuel, is to make the liquid fuel in one step from carbon dioxide and water, said the researchers. was it Professor Reznor, who is also a fellow at St. John's College. Although great advances are being made in generating electricity from renewable energy sources such as wind and photovoltaics, Reznor said the development of synthetic petrol is vital, as electricity can currently only sustain about 25% of our total global energy demand. There is a major demand for liquid fuels to power heavy transport, shipping, and aviation sustainably, he said. We are aimed at sustainably creating products such as ethanol, which can readily be used as a fuel. It's challenging to produce it in one step from sunlight using the carbon dioxide reduction reaction. But we are confident, that's the team there that are doing this, they're confident that they are going in the right direction, and that they have the right catalyst, so they believe they will be able to produce a device that can demonstrate this process in the near future. Now that is freaking awesome as far as that goes, and I like that. As far as all they have to do is scale it up to produce alternative fuels. I hope they never make a substitute coffee, though. Real coffee is great, and it's a fuel that gets you going. But that is good news, folks, as far as to be presented here, as far as another solution. And we have many of them. I don't know how many. I'm going to have to go back and count how many Anchor Morning episodes I have on the particular thing of carbon, and we're moving in the right direction. And of late, I would have to say, I haven't really heard too much from the side there that the world is going to end in 10 years and stuff like that. If we have more of these type things going on as far as carbon neutral artificial leaf producing clean gas, we're moving in the right direction, folks. We're moving forward. We're not moving backwards. And I think studies will show that we are reducing our carbon footprint overall. Is it enough? No, I'm not saying that. But we need to move forward. And I think, did that set off again? What the heck is going on with my alarm clock here, folks? Only on live audio here. Well, it's recorded live here, folks. I'm not going to edit that out. It's just the start of the morning. And let me see. Let me check my clock here. Did I turn it off? Yeah, it's off now. And current time being 0550. And we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here, folks. I appreciate your listen to the Anchor Morning Audio. We have some folks out there that I've expressed to them over there on Twitter to thank you, and I've been reciprocal on listening to their podcast. This is not a podcast. I will not call it. You can call it a podcast if you want. I don't call it a podcast. I just call it doing the audio because I like doing that type of gig. I guess if I ever go national or something like that, become a pro at it, I will be calling it a podcast. But for right now, all intents and purposes, I am just doing the audio, folks. And I like doing this on the Anchor. Anchor is a great platform. I don't get any bank from it. I don't take advantage of that. I just enjoy doing the audio on the Anchor. And I greatly appreciate the Anchor team for providing this online sandbox for us to play on. So, you all have a good one. I'll be talking to you later, either in a regular audio or, I call an old school audio where I'm just talking about babbling about one thing or the other, or some bits and bobs as it goes, or I'll be talking to you in the next Anchor Morning Audio. Till then, folks, you all have a great one. Enjoy today. Have a cup of coffee. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.